Stimulus discrimination training describes the reinforcement of behavior in the presence of certain stimuli. The outcome of this training process is that certain behaviors will only occur in the presence of specific antecedent stimuli, what we call a discriminative stimulus, or SD. In stimulus discrimination training, you would reinforce behavior in the presence of the SD. It would not reinforce the behavior in the presence of the S-delta. In other words, the SD is a stimulus present when behavior is reinforced. Therefore, in the previous examples, the SD was the ringing of the phone, and the presence of a friend on the other end is the consequence. In contrast, the S-delta is the antecedent stimulus that is present when a behavior is not reinforced. Sticking with the telephone example, the S-delta would be the phone not ringing. If the phone was not ringing, the antecedent, and one was to pick up the phone when it was not ringing, the behavior, there would be no reinforcer available as a consequence. In short, you can think of the SD as the antecedent variable that signals the availability of reinforcement if a particular response occurs, and you can think of the S-delta as an antecedent variable that is correlated with reinforcement not being available for the same response.